Okay, so the guaranteed home sale program, and again, we've switched to the right-hand side of your pre-listing pack, and some of you already have shut your brains off. Oh, I can't do a guaranteed sale program. What's that? I've heard about that.
Should we just completely and totally obliterate all the objections they would have to a guaranteed
sale? I think so.
Okay.
Let's just cut to it.
All right, let's cut to it. So here is how I'm going to do the math for you. So you guys are looking at the page. Hopefully you are following along and you're understanding that we are doing our best to do step-by-step training with all these different pages and how to explain it. And I know, I'm positive by now, that you are 100% convinced, regardless of your market, your experience, your lack of experience, your background, whatever, every single one of these pages are things that you're going to want to employ immediately in your own real estate practice. All right, I am convinced that all of you are 100% in the flow with us on this information. Now, have an open mind, because I realize a lot of you right now are thinking to yourselves, OMG, there's no way in heck I'm ever going to offer a guaranteed home sale. I'm going to convince you, be ready to be convinced, in the next few minutes that you not only will love offering a guaranteed home sale, you're going to kick yourself for not offering it in the past. Now, I'm going to first of all explain to you the math on the guaranteed home sale, which is something I should probably explain in the second part, but I want to explain it right out of the gates. Now, do this math. I'm going to keep it super simple. I'm going to use easy-to-understand concepts and numbers, and every one of you will be able to understand this. And then I'm going to give you the scripts and how to present it to the seller, which is, frankly, the fun part. All right, here's how it works. This is how the guaranteed home sale works. Remember, I'm going to explain to you how to explain it, the scripts and whatnot, to the seller in a second, but this is the actual math. Your math might vary slightly depending on, frankly, how you want to do it. This is your guaranteed home sale program. So let's say the seller is moving up from a $100,000 house and they want to buy a $200,000 house, okay? The $200,000 house that they're buying is your listing. The $200,000 house that they're buying is your listing. So because they're purchasing it, and because the guaranteed home sale is in effect, the flexible fee does not apply. So be clear on that. If someone's going to be using the guaranteed home sale, the flexible fee does not apply. For the most part, now if a seller is going to be fussy about it, fine. Just, follow your flexible fee program, which in most cases means you're going to reduce your commission by 1%. It honestly doesn't matter that much because the math works either way. I'd suggest to you that in most cases, the flexible fee not being applicable because it's a guaranteed home sale will be a non-issue in the mind of the seller. Some of you right now are saying, oh, my God, Tim, my brain's spinning. Just stay with me. It's about to get simple. All right, somebody's moving up to a $200,000 house that's your listing. It's a 6% commission, so you're getting $12,000 on that particular house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do my math
yep.
right there? Okay. $12,000. Now, the person moving up to your house, you're guaranteeing the sale of their home. So the guaranteed home sale program works when someone is moving up to a house that you have listed and they have a property for sale. Now, here's how it works. You have to list their house, have it actively for sale for usually it's 60 or 90 days. And if it doesn't sell based on your price, okay, and if it doesn't sell based on the correct market value, obviously you're going to do your world, you're going to do the world's best CMA on your guarantee.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to price it perfectly to sell. Okay, so it's priced there. The seller decides, remember, the seller of the $100,000 house is moving up to your house. You're guaranteeing the sale of their house. You've priced it correctly. You agree to purchase their house. I'll give you the math on this in a second. If it doesn't sell after, let's say, 90 days. Makes sense? That's easy to understand.
So let's stop right there. The chances of it selling on its own are pretty good, unless you royally screwed up the price, which you didn't do because you might be the one buying it.
That's right. So the seller is listing the property with you. Here's where it gets interesting. In most cases, for 6%, now, Julie and I did our guarantees at 7%, but let's say 6%. Then in addition to the 6% commission, there would be a trade fee and a processing fee. But on top of that, you weren't guaranteeing, like say the house was listed for $100,000, that was the correct market value. For whatever reason, it doesn't sell within 90 days. You're buying it for 95% of the list price. In this case, let's say $100,000, okay, 95%, minus your trade fee. Julie and I would charge a $995 trade fee, minus a processing fee. We charge a $395 processing fee, and then the commission. So when we ended up buying these houses at, let's say it was listed for $100,000, we were walking in with, let's add it up, 5% discount, because remember, we're guaranteeing that we'd buy it at 95% of the last list price. So there's 5% discount right there. 95% of the last list price, not 100%.
Then so you walk into 5% equity.
Right. Then you got the commission, which is like, I know it's not exactly 6% for those analytical types out there with their calculators. I can add, I can multiply, and all the rest of it. But just for the sake of conversation, then you also got a $6,000, you know, commission back on that property.
Mm-hmm. And a $1,000 trade fee.
Yeah, and a $1,000 trade fee.
Which, yes, you can do. You just put it on the HUD, and you have a seller's net sheet, and they sign it. Of course, you can do it.
You have to disclose it, right? A lot of you charge processing fees, mm-hmm. you know. So if you're not, charge a processing fee. What the heck?
Right.
Okay. So then on top of that, what happened is you got the $12,000 because you were they were buying the house that you had listed, and so you got the commission back on the house that they were purchasing.
And you can do simultaneous closes if you want to.
So let's add it up. Julie?
You have the calculator.
Actually, I don't.
But basically,
it's $12,000
yeah.
on what they're purchasing.
Right.
It's essentially $5,000 equity. So
right.
now we're up to 17.
Plus 6% commission.
Plus $6,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're up to 17 plus 6. Julie, that is?
18, 19, 20, 23,000.
Okay, so basically
24,000.
Exactly. So
okay.
between $24,000 and $25,000. Okay.
Which, by the way, $24,000 is how much of a down payment on a $100,000 house?
Right. Well,
20%.
So, right. No, it's 24. It's 24%. Right.
I'm thinking closing costs.
So if you're
yeah.
right with closing costs, Julie's right. It'd be 20% down payment. Now.
So far, you're not out of pocket, are you?
That's right. And you're essentially walking into a house that you personally can purchase with a 20% down payment with no money out of your pocket.
Now, Tim, I'm a seller.
Okay, well, hold on.
Go ahead.
So if you're nervous about that, don't worry about it, because trust me when I tell you, you'll find buyer after buyer, investor after investor that will line
yeah,
up.
Yeah, if you don't want to do it, have one of your clients do it.
If you do a guarantee and the math works out like I just described and you don't want to buy it, email me and I'll buy it, because it's a
right.
no-brainer.
And incidentally, almost all of our own personal rental properties were purchased this way.
That's right.
And the sellers loved it because it made them not contingent on a house they really wanted to buy, which they would not have gotten if it weren't for the guarantee. So, yes, they were actually happy to give us that 5% off and a $1,000 trade fee and a $400 transaction fee.
We walked into listings, and this happened numerous times, and Julie just said it, in a lot of our own rental properties that we still own to this day, okay, we walked into the listing, and the seller said, listen, I want to buy this particular house, and I just want to do the guaranteed home sale, and I don't want to even bother with a single showing. I just want to go from house to house. And
mm-hmm.
I did the math on it, and I presented it to them. Usually we're getting it for 20, maybe 30% off whatever market value was, and they, depending on their equity, would say, fine, it's worth it to me. Done, done, done.
Right, and so there's some kind of big picture stuff here, right? One of the secrets to this is, for some sellers, it's more important to move conveniently than it is to net every last penny from their home. Do you remember when we got the call from the superintendent of Dublin Schools?
I do, yeah.
And he just didn't want to have a bunch of showings because he was a private guy.
That's right.
Okay. We probably would not have gotten that listing were it not for the guaranteed sale program that we were advertising.
By the way, guys, I want you to be really, really clear on what I'm about to tell you. In our entire careers of selling, I don't even know how many houses. There's thousands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most, I would say probably 60, 70% of them were listings. I think we ended up having to do the guarantee, having to do it two or three times.
Three.
The rest, three. So Julie remembers.
Because we own them.
Because the rest of them, we do them voluntarily. In other words,
right.
the house didn't sell on time. And because of it. Now.
Yeah, now we also had a whole bunch of guarantees in place that never came to fruition because
right.
they sold on their own.
That's
However,
right.
we got the listing in the first place because of the guarantee.
Exactly. So that's one of
that's
the things that makes you different. I clearly remember when Julie and I came out with the guaranteed home sale program. We did the math on it. We figured it out. Now, at the time, we didn't have the money to buy the house.
We were 20-something. We were, you know, lucky to have our own house, right?
Exactly. And what we did is we had three investors lined up that said, heck yeah, Tim and Julie, you bring me a property where I can buy this thing, you know, at this amount. I will gladly pay you.
They were our backup plan.
Exactly. So anybody, any investor, anybody is going to be embracing an opportunity to get a house at a discount. Of course.
Yeah, and a lot of you guys are, you know, I talk to you on a weekly basis, and you're saying, oh, I have all these investors and nothing to bring to them. Well, here you go.
Okay.
Here's a way to bring them something.
Again, the number one objection that we have when we tell people about the Guaranteed Home Sale Program is they don't have the money to buy it themselves.
Right.
So now I know you are 100% clear in your mind that you don't need to have the money to buy it yourself. It doesn't matter. Still offer it. And the probability of you actually having to ever do a guarantee.
Yeah, slim to none.
Slim to none. But it's something that will get you listings because, again, it gets back to what matters most to the seller, and it makes you different. All right, now here's some scripts. And we pinned it at them the whole time we were describing it, how trying to sell it to you, by the way, to use it yourself, or a lot of the same scripts are when you're trying to sell it to a seller. Now I'm going to give you a little a secret script here that a lot doesn't immediately come to mind. Now, here it is. Mr. Seller, when I have your house listed for sale, I'm going to put on the ads. I'm going to put everywhere. I'm going to put on the internet. I'm going to put on the sign, Guaranteed Home Sale Program. So, Mr. Seller, this is the reality of how real estate works. When there is a buyer that's looking to purchase in your neighborhood, your home is going to be competing against potentially, you know, 10 other houses for sale. And that buyer, let's say if they have a house to sell, has a lot of moving parts, their mortgage, their coordinating with school schedules, their, you know, the whole hassle of moving, all of that. So one of the big concerns that any potential buyer for your home is going to have is selling the house that they have to sell in order to purchase your property. By having your home listed with me and offering it under our Guaranteed Home Sale Program, you immediately make your house more marketable in the eyes of your potential buyers because they realize they can purchase your house with a guarantee. I mean, guys, think about that for a second. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? That in itself, that little one script, explain it to the seller that way, because the seller is going to say, well, you don't have any houses listed right now.
I was on your website. I don't like any of those.
Okay, but Mr. Seller, I understand. And, you know, the fact is the Guaranteed Home Sale Program, you might not personally use it because maybe I don't have a house listed or maybe you're moving out of state. It doesn't matter. That's fine. Your buyer will. Your buyer is going to find it very appealing. And, Mr.
Right.
Seller, by the way, this gets back to one of the reasons why my list-to-sell price ratio is better than my competition. This gets back to why my days in the market is shorter, because we have made our homes for sale more appealing in the eyes of the potential buyers than anyone else.
So, for example, let's say that I'm that buyer and I'm driving through your neighborhood. And first of all, yours is the only sign that even has home brochures on it. And on your home brochure, it says, ask about the Guaranteed Sale Program. That makes your listing a lot more attractive than your neighbor's, doesn't it?
Okay, so now, if any of you have any other doubts about using a Guaranteed Home Sale Program, if any of you have it, I want you to go back and I want you to watch this video again, because it is a no-brainer, absolutely killer listing tool. Julie and I are going to have a whole coaching session that's coming up about wealth building. It's one of the sections that, frankly, I wish someone would have presented to Julie
right.
and I.
Way to seek it out.
When we got our real estate licenses, yeah, we had to go and seek it out. We had to, you know, it would cost us, oh, I don't even want to think about how much money, to learn
too
the
much.
Things that we're going to be learning, that we're going to be sharing with you guys about how to build wealth. And by wealth, I mean, it has different definitions for different people, but here's our definition of wealth. By the way, we borrow this from Bill Cosby. You're wealthy or rich when you no longer have to work for your money and your money works for you. So there's a simple definition of wealth. When you no longer have to work for your money and your money works for you. One of the most guaranteed, best proven historical ways of building true, long-lasting wealth is real estate. And if you want to figure out a great way to buy real estate, help your real estate business, and essentially take care of yourself and your legacy, buy real estate.
Yeah, use the guaranteed sale as kind of a good practice to enter into that. It's a good, you know, that's a good way for you to be buying stuff because you're not really out of pocket, right? So some of the ones that we still own, I will always feel warm and fuzzy about those houses because through the ebb and flow of the market, you know, it goes up, it goes down, I've got repairs, there's a hailstorm, I got to do a new roof, whatever. I started out in a better position because we had equity going in.
That's right. And you know what, guys, that's what you're in business. Again, a little advanced coaching. Julie and I wander off into these, you know, advanced coaching sessions all the time. Sometimes we warn you, sometimes you don't. Hopefully you're comfortable enough with us by now that you know what we're going to tell you is, you know, real, it's true. But you're in business, hopefully, to build wealth for yourself take care of your family. A lot of you, unfortunately, have no idea what that means, no idea if you can actually do it, no roadmap on how to do it, and you're, for a whole multitude of reasons, uncomfortable with actually creating it. Wealth, I mean, being rich. Get over it.
Just listen to what your coaches say. We've been there, we have done that, and we're here to save you some of the anguish of having to figure it out.
It is simpler than you can possibly imagine when you follow a proven path. There is no mystery to it. There is no secret. A lot of people think that America is, and you guys can check me on this, and you email me. You all have my private email address, coachtimharris@gmail.com. A vast majority of all millionaires in this country are first generation. They've earned it themselves. They did not inherit it. No one gave it to them. A lot of people have the misconception that, you know, rich people are rich because someone essentially helped them out, gave them the money or whatnot.
They must have inherited it.
Not true. Most millionaires are like you and me. They're small business owners. That is what you are. You are a small business owner. No, Tim, I'm a realtor, or I'm a home specialist, or I'm a whatever. You're a small business owner. Yeah, you want proof? Read the letters you get from the IRS. They're treating you as a small business
right.
owner.
Right. Have any doubt?
That's exactly.
Ask them.
If you have any doubt, ask them. That's right.
They'll be pretty clear with you.
You are a small business owner, so you need to be thinking like a business owner. You need to be thinking like an entrepreneur, because that is what you are. Some of you who embrace being an entrepreneur, you know, I know you're taking this information we're giving you right now, and you're like saying, okay, Tim, get to it, next page.
Right.
And we're about to. So, Julie, what is
okay.
the next page?
All right. So moving on to the next page, which is one of my favorites because I have lots of examples of why this is really important, the internet marketing page.
Okay. So internet marketing video is next.